Anybody who has been on the M3 past UCT over the last couple of days will have noticed the erection of a very large white marquee tent arrangement, the sort of thing that we see there for the finish of the Two Oceans Ultramarathon and so on. This is for exams. And it was the UCT management's decision that exams would be easier to secure in that marquee than in the other exam venues, which might otherwise have been made available. And a statement from UCT a little earlier this afternoon says close to 2,000 students wrote exams on a variety of subjects in the exam centre on the UCT rugby fields this morning. Vice Chancellor Dr. Max Price said that he was very happy with the way the first exams had begun, despite some minimal delays. The halls are looking fantastic and the system seems to have worked very smoothly. I was expecting more teething problems. There were some delays with some students getting through the ID controls, and for those students, exams started a bit later and will end a bit later. So you have to prove that you are who you say you are in order to be allowed into this tent. And then there are various halls demarcated in the tent that correspond to the size of the exam venue that the students would have been writing the exams in had the decision not been taken to move it to the tent. The UCT SRC president, Karabo Khakhao, joins us now. Karabo, good afternoon. What was the SRC involved in discussions about citing the exams here?
Good afternoon, John. Thank you firstly for having me, and greetings to yourself and the listeners at home. The SRC wasn't consulted, unfortunately, with this decision. However, we did have a meeting a day before yesterday with management to bring this problem to the attention, amongst other things. And in the communication, unfortunately, we were unable to say UCT management's decision on the venues of exams at the site. Their reasoning behind why they would continue to have the exams conducted where they are is to then secure the results, seeing that in the previous 2 weeks or 3 weeks there's been a number of disruptions, with some tests being disrupted and some buildings being jeopardized in that regard. So unfortunately, of all the things that we've been trying to get, apart from deferred exams, we were unable to note the university's management decision in that regard.
I've been listening to some student voices from our reporter who's been on the campus gathering those student voices, and I've been looking at some of the social media accounts, and there seems to be quite divided opinion. Some welcome the fact that they are able to write exams reasonably free of fear that the exam is going to be interrupted. Others are arguing that writing exams under these almost militarized conditions with security people present, security dogs, adds an extra level of stress to the writing of the exam. Which would you say, I mean, on the basis of your polling, your informal polling of students, is the dominant view?
I mean, you know, UCT's views have always been different. It's been polarized in that regard. I mean, a majority of students in the university want to complete the academic period. Majority of them have always been of the opinion that disruptions are not a welcome thing within centers of learning. So students in that regard don't have a problem with moving forward with exams and writing in such conditions. However, a rather larger number than expected opposed to this idea. Even the SRC themselves even pledged to management to say, listen, there's already a level of anxiety that every student has going into an exam, with the stress of passing or failing that exam, and topping that off with security presence on presence doesn't add to add to the favor in that regard. So we then asked, say, you know, listen, it's not normal, because also remember that a majority of the students who have been protesting are black, and some students feel like by virtue of their blackness, them entering such a space, they are, you know, automatically suspect. That's a stress that we cannot continue to have. So, yeah, the views are opposed in that regard. However, many students are writing the exams and are continuing to be with the academic period in that regard.
Surely, though, there is a reality that if the exams had been written in the buildings which would normally have been allocated, that there was a very high risk that at least some of those exams would have been disrupted, and disrupted by fire extinguishers going off, water hydrants being opened, feces being thrown around. So, I mean, it's a case of two options, neither of which is perfect.
Definitely, there is no shying away from that risk. know, and in management trying to run away from that risk, the risk now of extra anxieties among the student body, considering that the climate already outside the exam conditions hasn't been entirely conducive, it hasn't been comfortable at all. But yeah, that's the decision that management has decided to say, and we continue to say, you know what, given the reality of the past 2 weeks, the disruptions have shown to say students who do ride are always at risk. That's something that management has been tried to curb. But yeah, unfortunately, that's where we're at.
Thank you very much. Karabo Khao is the president of the University of Cape Town's SRC. One WhatsApp in says, my grandson is writing at UCT. He is happy with the venue. I have a daughter who will be writing next week. Her first exam is only next week. And I'm not quite sure what the experience is going to be once she is in there. She likes the idea, as I'm sure many students do, of writing exams relatively free from the possibility of interruption. But, you know, one won't know until one sits there in that exam, in that tent. And if, you know, it gets up to 30, 32, 33 degrees, I don't know whether the exam venues, which were inside UCT buildings, would have been air conditioned. I presume so. So what level of stress might that extra, the heat factor add? But I suspect it's one of those that UCT damned if they do, damned if they don't.